Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict XVI today received the participants in a seminar organized by the Pontifical Council for the Laity to examine the Church's pastoral approach to ecclesial movements and new communities in the Church. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
The Pontifical Council for the Laity has brought bishops from around the world together to the city of Rocca di Papa, just outside Rome, for a seminar exploring the proper way for pastors to approach the movements and communities that were born in the Church in the wake of the Second Vatican Council. Many of the founders and leaders of the new ecclesial groups were also invited to participate. On several occasions, Pope Benedict XVI has called on the Church's pastors to welcome and embrace the new charisms as part of God's salvific plan. And on Saturday, the Pope once again encouraged the bishops to meet the movements with abundant love.
Mi chiedo di andare incontro ai movimenti con molto amore.
The Holy Father went on to say that abundance of love is the distinctive sign of the Good Shepherd, and that it is love which gives authority and efficacy to the exercise of the pastoral mission with which the Shepherd of Souls has been entrusted. Pope Benedict also called on the bishops to be patient when faced with the difficulties and misunderstandings that will inevitably arise, and reminded them that the new ecclesial communities and movements are the Lord's gift to the Church, and precious resource that enriches the life of the whole Church.
L'autenticità dei nuovi carismi è garantita dalla loro...
Pope Benedict also said the authenticity of the new charisms is guaranteed by their readiness and willingness to submit themselves to the discernment of Church authority, and that those who are charged with discerning must take care not to suffocate the new movements. The Holy Father said when correction is needed, let it also be a sign of abundant love. The new movements have shown themselves to be spirited in their freedom of association and faithful to their specific charisms, but also well aware that freedom and fidelity are not limited by communion with the whole Church, of which the bishops united to Peter's successor are the ministers, guardians, and guides. Communion, said Pope Benedict XVI, assures both fidelity and freedom. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.